This is the Jaap podcast.
A new year, new music. This is the English spoken Jaap podcast and it's Sliver. Radio Free Alice, Rule 31. Radio Free Alice is one of the exciting new names from Australia. With their angular guitars, synths, unexpected saxophone and sultry new wave influences, the foursome breathes new life into the post-punk genre and is steadily building a reputation. Without yet having a debut album, the band sells out venues with their dazzling live shows, fierce and irresistible, on the edge of derailment. You heard the single Rule 31, Radio Free Alice. I mainly know Kula Shaker from the mid and late 90s. The Purple cover Hush, Tatva and Govinda were favorites who did well on the festival field. After controversy about, among other things, the swastika sign, the band is inspired by Eastern philosophies and wisdom, the band terminated in 1999 and returned in 2004. Even more hiatus and comebacks followed, and in 2024, Kula Shaker released their seventh album, Magic Stick. And now there is the EP Lucky Number. This is the great song, Good Money, Kula Shaker.
Respect you. You understand? I've got years of experience and will always my cash. You understand?
Well, Nick Cave's Wild God Tour has yet to hit European summer festivals. Here is Live God, the recording of a concert in Paris, November 24. With the exception of a few songs, it contains the entire Wild God album, supplemented with four decades of Cave traditionals. The stage is packed with musicians, including Colin Greenwood, bass player of Radiohead. This is Cinnamon Horses, Nick Cave.
This is Cinnamon Horses.
You said that.
and has been out for a few weeks now. The new The Wolf Fuego cover album with 8 songs on which Joe Bonamassa participates, among others. The deep cuts that shaped who we are, as The Wolf himself describes it. The result is a tribute to the groove, the soul and the raw energy that always lies beneath their sound. Also, the lesser known gems that live just beneath the surface. Judgment Day, this is the Dutch band The Wolf. One wolf to the other. Wolf van Meijers from the band Yes and Elephant found his father dead in the water. What followed were 3 days in a Gent studio filled with sadness, anger and powerlessness. The result? A mess in the water, a raw, noisy and dark reflection of grief in its most intensive form. 9 compelling songs which sometimes also have a soothing effect. This is Holes with Holes.
We'll be right back.
Now for something happier, DJ Godfather. The name may raise the corners of some lips, but with techno originally hailed as the house sound of Detroit, there's no denying that the Motor City has its own definitive genre, ghetto tech. A true pioneer of the sound, Brian Jeffrey, aka DJ Godfather, like many in Detroit, was inspired by a local radio, WJLB, the Electrifying Mojo, and Jeff the Wizard Mills. But for DJ Godfather, it was scratch DJs, hip-hop, and DMC battles that sparked his love for turntablism. Your time is just begun, DJ Godfather.
Just beginning. just beginning.
After a number of EPs, the debut album of the Rotterdam five-piece Sucks Sports Sucks has now been released by Excelsior Recordings. Somewhere between rock and roll and uneasiness, the bio says. Rattling, depressing, unruly and addictive. In addition to a lack of money and other daily misery, there's also humor, irony and a lot of melody. Singer Jurre van Dijk is also the director of absurd clips of befriended bands and plays a starring role in a lo-fi clip of Permanent Vacation's Check YouTube. This is Suck Sports Sucks with Permanent Vacation.
Everybody says that I'm doing great, but I'm not getting paid. Creative success equals financial strain. That's what my mama said.
This is Ton Stip, The Faces, with Gedaan Ermee.
Tess het onder mee. Kijk een tip meer voor die bullshit. Vooral een dub, mijn grind. Vul geloon, let een full clip. Met chille vibes, beats aan hoe je willen. Tuffer is gelukkig, hen aan stroom, lik de zinnen. De kansen op mijn pad, gaan ze patten met twee aan. Het tip meer voor de haters, laat karma ze verbrand. Liever doe ik het anders, zeg peace aan al die man. Kijk liefde voor de scene, kom mijn eigen missie plan. Ik bloos een zwaar knal je noord eraf like Trump. Een West-Vlaamse rapper met een zwak voor droge skunk. Verslofd aan rappen, dus noem me morgen junk. Drooi een hip-hop duur me crusher, ik smoor het in de blunt. Aandupt gematten, lijkt dat ik hele dag een katten. Spit ik flootjes in de mic, joze honey bluven platten. De beats van platter, je max zat maar strater. Nacht is een water, daarom noem ze hem de batter. De feesters aan de mic, het is gedaan met je feestje. Bescheiden ziek behost, maar veranderd in de beesten. Gecalculeerde moves, lijkt predator voordat ik strijken. De hotters op mijn pagina aan chatten zonder liken. Ik paf nou wat minder, maar de haten, des te veel voor jong. Bluven ik alleen, omdat ik het zonder haten beter doe. Tuffer is gedreven, aandacht gebleven. Verraten dat mijn pad, nee, niemand doet me tegen. Niemand doet me tegen. Nee, niemand doet me tegen.
2025 was the year of Geese. The band from Brooklyn released their fourth album, Getting Killed, in September. A whirlwind with eclectic influences. Countless diverse band names lurk in comparison, such as The Velvet Underground, Television, The Strokes, Yeah Yeah Yes, Radiohead, Women, Deer Hunter, Animal Collective, Ween, The Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, Harry Nilsson, The Beatles, and Funkadelic. Getting Killed was on the final list of renowned magazines such as The New Yorker and Stereo Gum, but also Dutch magazine Or. With Cameron Winter's distinctive vocals, the band promotes itself as an earworm that cannot be ignored, although I realize that some listeners may eventually reach their limits of irritation. I had a lot of difficulty choosing which song I wanted to play. It ultimately became the title track, Getting Killed. This is Geese. We'll be right back. concertfilm M was shown in cinemas in October, and now Depeche Mode is releasing the befriended live album Memento Mori in Mexico City, a cross-section of the three shows the band gave in Mexico City in 23. The band is in top form. Dave Gain, already 63, and his mates are playing the Mexican capital like they are teenagers. In addition to four songs from the recording session of Memento Mori, the album released in the same year, it ends euphorically with Just Can't Get Enough, Never Let Me Down Again, and Personal Jesus. And let you hear the last one, my personal favorite, Personal Jesus, Reach Out and Touch Faith. This is Depeche Mode.
the time's flash. Reach out and touch my. Reach out and touch my. Reach out and touch my.
And finally, I look ahead. Lana Del Rey says she will release their new album this month. The successor to Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard from 23 has been a long time coming. The release has already been postponed twice and the album's title has been changed just as often. Del Rey ultimately chooses the title Stove. There's no release date yet. Del Rey keeps it, mysterious as he is, at the end of January. Her nostalgic singles from 25, Henry Camon and Bluebird, are expected to be included on Stove. This is Henry Camon, Lana Del Rey.
There's no working it out, no way. ghost when it's gone. And it's not because of it that I turned out so dangerous. Yesterday I heard God say it's in your blood. And that struck me just like lightning. I've been fighting, I've been striving, but yesterday I heard God say you were born to be the one to hold the hand of a man who flies too close to the sun. Singers and their lonely rides to Houston doesn't really make for the best. You know, settle down, Dirk. It's last call.
Dit was de Ja Podcast New Music, New Records. Great thanks to Tom van Hoof. No one knows what the next podcast is about. See you!
This was the Yap Podcast. Until the next time.